We have like a little slot now that Julie's going to be coming up to preach, but before she does, I actually wanted to, there's been some questions, and I wanted to actually talk with Julie about some of the things that have been coming up. So we're going to do that.
Hello.
Hello. Do I know you? For those of you who don't know Julie, this is Julie, and she's, aside from being my wife, is part of the leadership team as well. Thanks, Steve.
Well done.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was here and you weren't.
Yes.
And you were off in Sydney. I told the church that you were away at a conference to do with transgender people. And can you tell us why you were there and what it was about and what were you doing there?
Okay. That's two questions.
It is, but
okay.
You're used to me.
So, okay, let's do first, why was I... So do what or why? Let's do what. What did I go to? It's probably helpful, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so what I did was I went to a conversation that was being hosted by a Baptist church in Sydney, and the speakers were from transgender people who are also Christians, and they were talking about their faith, but there's also their family members talking about going through that whole experience and their life and their
faith journey
and where they're at. So I went to listen to that conversation. I also got to ask some questions of my own. So why did I go? Because as a church, we are increasingly connected with our community, and the community is increasingly coming to church, which is a good thing, yeah? But our community is made up of all sorts of people, just like you're all sorts of people, right? And part of our community is LGBT, so it's, I won't give you all the initials, LGBTIQIA. And then it goes, keeps going. But anyway, plus I do now. But so LGBT, lesbian, gay, transgender, intersex, bisexual, queer, and then plus and everything within that. Okay. And so I went to listen so that someone in this church knows what to do, what we're saying, and how we can pastorally care and love one another in our increasingly diverse family. Does that make sense?
It does, but you're doing this a little bit more than that. You're actually studying this, are you not?
I am. I'm doing a PhD.
Okay, and what actually is your PhD?
Okay, so I am studying someone in this church, right, needs to know what they're talking about. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So Muggins here is doing the study, right? And I am a mug, but I'm doing the study. I know it. And so, yeah, thank you. So I am doing the study because someone needs to know what they're talking about. And so I am trying, what my question is how do we host the conversations when we've got such difference in perspectives and ideologies, and we're talking about really deeply held values in people. We're talking about people, right? I am not interested in academia. I'm not interested in academics. I am only interested in people, right? And that's the church. That's all we're interested in, is the people. And so how do we host this conversation? And that's what PhD is.
But it does seem, if people have come to this church for a little while, that we do talk, or certainly mention a fair bit about LGBT issues, and now the pastor is studying this, and it appears like we've got some kind of agenda, and that we're on the way to being, you know, an affirming church, and we're saying that everything is okay, and, you know, is that the case?
Oh, God.
Answer that one, Julie.
No, look.
Come on, we're waiting.
Oh, God, dear. We're Baptists. Does anyone know that? One day we are going to have a sign. I'm going to underline Baptist, okay? And in a Baptist church, we bring all of our perspectives and we work it out all together, right? So don't ask me, ask you, You know, are you on your way to being affirming church? It's your church. Can you see what I'm saying? All right. And the other thing is...
What's the other thing, Julie?
Go on.
Look, we're not stupid. Well, you might be. I'm not. Okay? Shut up. I love you. That's really bad. Here, how you host conversation on difference. Shut up. No, we can't do that, can we? Right? So what we need to do is be able to host this conversation with all of the different perspectives and be able to listen.
Okay, but it does
Shall
appear.
I come back there? Did I get a bit...
If you want to get away from me, that's fine.
Yeah, I hate your questions.
Well, you'll like this one.
Oh, no, I won't.
But it does appear, you have to admit, it does appear that lifestyles that Christians or the church have traditionally seen as being contrary to the gospel, to God's word, are now becoming acceptable in church. And aren't we just succumbing to what the world is saying is okay now? And, you know, this gay agenda, and that we're saying, well, everything's okay now. Isn't that what we're succumbing to?
Again, I'm back to this thing of, you're not stupid, okay? We are absolutely capable of listening to a perspective that is different from ours, to be able to engage in the conversation and to work it out from there, okay? That's all it is. And can I just say this idea that somehow we as a church... are really talking about this. I don't think that's true. I don't think actually Christie's is talking about this nearly as much as the entire world. I mean, anyone reading the news recently? Okay, LGBT and Christians is in the news and the world all the time, isn't it? And so, obviously, it is a conversation that's happening. It is a place where the church and the people in the world and different ideas of doing things are coming together and clashing. Do we have to clash? Is that how we want to handle it in Christie's? No. What we want to do is find a way of being able to give a safe space which allows people to come in. We can talk about different... Shall I stop?
Well, you just mentioned one of the main things that in the news is witness to the fact that Christianity and Christians are coming under some kind of attack merely for things like quoting the Bible. Yes, I'm thinking of Israel Folau at the moment. I mean, all he did was to put a post out there which quotes the Bible. He didn't attack one person. He talked about a whole genre, and yet he gets attacked for doing that. And isn't this worrying you? And aren't we possibly part of the problem, that we're in danger of accepting things because of political correctness that the Bible tells us to resist?
No. Because we're people who are based on the scriptures. So, but the other thing is, in all of this, Jesus. Right? So, the scripture says, the Lord gives us wisdom, and it's from his mouth that knowledge and understanding comes, okay? So now we're going totally into my personal view. This is not the view of the Baptists, okay? And it's possibly not your view. But personally, I don't think it was wise what Israel Folau did. I think it lacked wisdom. I think it was just asking for fights. And the reason I think that is because the fruit of it is lawsuits. And actually, the Bible talks about that. Paul says, that's how you're going to end up solving theological problems in a law court? Like, seriously. So there's that. But also, God is faithful. You know, the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes the knowledge and understanding. And all we are doing is getting knowledge and understanding of people and church. People. We're talking about real people here, people with names and faces. So people who are in front of my eyes and who come to this church, and people who are connected, these are real people, okay? And what we're doing is looking to have knowledge and understanding so we can talk and we can engage in the conversation and work out how to be a family that loves. And I know that's great. And I know that that's not, I don't know what you want, but seriously, the way we've been hosting the conversation hasn't worked and is not working. You can see it because we end up in law courts and in front page. There has to be a better way of doing this. And that's what I'm trying to work out. And before you ask, I don't know, I haven't finished the PhD.
Cool. There you go. How are you feeling?
Knackered. Henry.
She did just say.
I know.
Julie's going to preach now, but why don't we just pray for her?
Can I just say, you can absolutely, we'll just keep talking about this, okay? Maybe ask Daniel the questions.
I was playing devil's advocate today.
Okay, I'm questioned out now. So, but definitely, and we'll keep talking about this because it's complicated, isn't it? Right? I don't know. I haven't got the answers. We're just trying to work this out.
Seems to me like Jesus had the answers.
Oh, you wait. The message, it's totally coincidence, okay, the way this has all come together. But the message is really good this morning, in my humble opinion.
Cool. Okay, well, let's pray for you. Lord, we want to submit all of this to you. The great thing is we look at the scriptures and we know the end from the beginning. We know that, you know, you're in control.
Yes.
You've got all things in your hands. You've won all victories that need to be won, Lord. And we don't need to fight battles on your behalf, Lord. But we do need to learn how to engage with a broken world, Lord. A world that's asking lots of questions and giving lots of answers to things. And Lord, we ask for wisdom as a church on how to engage and respond and to love as you loved. I mean, you loved to the point where you were associated with the very people that the faith people of the day had rejected. You were called a sinner. You were called a drunkard. You were called a glutton because of the people you associated with and learnt how to dialogue with. And Lord, we want to follow in your footsteps and learn how to do that with grace, with love, with compassion, Lord, and we want to do that well. And Lord, so we give you the word this morning. We ask that, Lord, for all that you've been laying on Julie's heart, Lord, we pray that we would hear, that you would continue to speak to the church. And Lord, we want to have ears to hear what it is your Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.